So there's other uses of this same word, right, pseudomai, that are clear aspects of lying, specifically saying false things to try and curry favor. Do you recognize this from Revelation chapter 3, verse 9? A single verse. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you, church who I'm writing a letter to. There's people who act like the good, respectable church, and they lie. And it actually says synagogue of Satan, the gathering of people for church representing Antichrist. That's serious. Lie, pseudomai. In Acts chapter 5, verse 3, Ananias and Sapphira, do you remember the first people to lie about their tax receipts when they were giving to the church? And they came and they sold a bit of land and they gave it and they said, here's all the money. But secretly they had kept some back, which, by the way, you can do. There's not someone taking a measure and saying, did you give enough? That's not the point. But they came and said, we give so much. Look at us giving. Can you see me clearly? I'm giving all of it. And then the other people in the church, man, do we have to give all of it? Right? And so the Holy Spirit makes it aware to the people, revelation, a gift of knowledge, a spiritual gift of knowledge. Did you give all of it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ananias said it, and then Sapphira said it later. But in Acts chapter 5, verse 3, when this is going down, Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie, pseudomai, to lie to the Holy Spirit? When you lie to the church, you're lying to God to keep back for yourself the proceeds of the part of the land. I don't mention that because I want you to give more. I mention that because we need to tell the truth. And Paul is saying, look, my credibility, I give you everything. This is only the true stuff. I used true when I was chasing yous, and when God changed my heart, I'm true now that I'm with us. You know? And that's what's called for in the church. Whose are you? Who do you serve? What do you like outside? Would someone find out that you were Christian? Because the minister went up and said, hey, how are you? Wasn't Sunday great? That was great. Would the person next to you go, you go to church? You know? And maybe there's room for an undercover brother. I don't know. Maybe there's room for biding your time before the invitation comes. But I don't see that in Scripture. I don't see in Scripture people saying, if I could just get in there, if I could just get to the Sanhedrin, and then I could tell them. I don't hear anybody saying, well, what I want to do is I want to be part of the group, you know, on Mars Hill and just gain some favor, maybe get a degree at their university on Mars Hill, and then what I'm going to do, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to plant a church. After I got their respect. I don't see it. You know, there are strategies of people who create coffee shops that aren't all lordy-lordy, right? Places that say, come on in here and we'll take care of you. We care about you. We want to help you. Why do you guys do it? Well, because we love Jesus. I understand that. And here in the scripture, this guy, Paul, he stands for what he says, you know? He stands for what he says. One other aspect of pseudomai, and I know it's a bit, you know, I don't want to beleaguer the point, but in Psalm 66, verse 3, now that's written in Hebrew, but they had to translate Hebrew into Greek, and they used the word pseudomai when they did. Psalm 66, verse 3 says, say to God, how awesome are thy works! Because of the greatness of thy power, thy enemies will give feigned obedience, pseudomai, to thee. Feigned obedience. And can you see maybe Paul right there now saying, I'm telling you this stuff, I'm telling you this stuff. This isn't feigned obedience, folks. This is the stuff. I'm not the guy who used to have a gig as a Jewish guy, and now I want to be in the Baptist college. I'm outside of the Pharisees, and now I want to be here. That's not the deal. And so get it and absorb it. And so I really got a problem with a guy standing in front of me saying, I'm not lying. You can trust me. Like, why do you have to say that? And he's saying it because he's got so much baggage. And because it's a practice of so many to say what you want to hear and to give it in a way that is palatable and least offensive as possible. And Paul's saying, you know what? This is tough news. My friends hate me because I stand for the truth. And then he goes into it. And so we see Paul saying, hand in my heart, I'm no fake here. We're just talking here. These aren't the words of a politician trying to get on the bandwagon. I'm not mincing words to make this sausage of, you know, don't ask what's in it. Just take it, you know? That's not what Paul's doing.